Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Dennis down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then Art had a chance to sit down with a dermatologist talking about skin cancer and how we can prevent it. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting bake-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair, Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And Art, you know, this is why summer's really setting in. I've seen a lot of bug hatches out on the lakes. And, you know, I got Dennis in here from down at the bait shop to have a little report, too.
Hey, you know, the thing that's kind of interesting is we got, I'd say we have July weather going right now.
Yeah, it's actually warmed up. What are you hearing down in bait shop as far as?
I don't know if it's ever warmed up this fast from going from ice out a week after opener to where the temperatures are right now. I don't know if it's ever gone up that fast.
Well, I can think of one time. I can remember years ago on Grindstone Lake on the opening weekend of fishing, it was so hot out there that I had to throw a wet fishing towel over the top of my depth finder because the screen blacked out when the LCDs used to go bad with the heat.
Yeah. But, the water temperatures are up there, like Art said, it's more like July, and it's 1st of June. So,
what are you hearing on the fishing?
Fishing actually has been a little up and down, but then so is our weather. So, you know.
Yeah.
But basically, panfish are still doing good. Bass, of course, are, and they're catching some northerns. I haven't heard anything real big, but, you know, northerns are always a fish you're going to find.
Anything on walleyes?
No, not really. Some small ones on the flowage I heard. I think with walleyes right now, because it warmed up so fast, you're going to have to search for them.
Right now, are you getting in them summer patterns and bugs, and the guys that are throwing the artificial lures are probably going to do better in a lot of cases, unless you're fishing toward evening.
Right, probably. And like you said, with the bugs, them fish are filling up. So yeah, using artificial might be the ticket. It's just a reaction.
And the other thing that I noticed is this week I was fishing with a friend of mine, and we had four walleyes on, lost all of them because they wouldn't take it in the mouth very far. It was like they're biting at the end of the leech.
Yeah.
They were almost hanging on down to the leech and you get them next to the boat and boom, they're gone.
I wonder how long the bass, I know bass as we're speaking, they're all smallmouth are on beds, and I wonder how long that's going to go on with this water. If it cools a little bit, they might hang on a while.
Right.
Were the leeches running smaller this year for some reason?
And yes, they were, and they're getting better. But again, that had a lot to do with the late spring. When it's that cold for that long a period of time, they were having a hard time getting them too.
You know, you guys here, anybody who needs information on lakes or information on fishing guides or tackle, you guys got a huge selection in here now.
Right. Yeah, we've got a huge selection right now. And yeah, any information that you need on the lakes, or we have a lot of archery stuff now too. So we're expanding, and we've expanded our fishing immensely here the last 2 years.
Dennis, I want to thank you for coming out here and sharing that good information.
Well, thank you.
And Art, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now. I know you got a real interesting interview. It's a lengthy interview, take up the next two parts of the show. So we're going to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll return with that interview.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, fishing a Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, I know you've had to deal with this issue over the years with the skin cancer thing, and I know I've got some spots on me that I need to get checked out. It's a real issue.
I think what you may want to do is get a pencil and a little piece of paper for this interview that's coming up with Dr. Catherine Parkinson, who has her office over in Spooner.
Spooner.
And she was on our show live, maybe 7-10 years ago, John. She took the time to spend with our listeners about A, how you get it, and B, how you take care of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting interview, so let's go right into the interview, and we'll be back with more.
Today we're talking with a doctor who works with skin cancer, Dr. Catherine Parkinson, who has her office in Spooner, Wisconsin. Catherine has been great enough to spend a little time with our listeners, and she doesn't hunt, fish, and trap.
No, I do not. I do not, but I enjoy the outdoors. I do.
Atta girl. Well, what I want to do is talk about skin cancers, the kind of cancers that you work with. I know you've worked with me for about 10 years. And tell us a little bit about what's so different today than 50 years ago?
Well, that is a great question. And skin cancer is on the rise for several reasons. I think you have to look at, number one, is we are spending more time outdoors in our leisure time. We have more time. We take vacations. We like to get outside. We are living longer. So if you think about cancer, it develops at a certain point, and we live a lot longer. And we have a lot of exposure to the sun without protection, with sunscreen or protective clothing, and we're just outside enjoying the sun. And like yourself, a lot of people are very fair-complected.
Mm.
And being exposed to the sun is not friendly to you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You have the blue eyes, and you have less pigment on your skin, so you actually have less natural protection as well.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Why did I get it in my nose and under my eye?
Good question. Very good. If you think about the sun exposure, it's all day when the sun is out. So the sun is moving in the sky. It reflects off of the water. Mm. So if you're fishing, it's going to come off the water, reflects off of snow, reflects off of concrete. Or maybe you're walking around and you're doing things, and we don't just keep our head down, right? We walk around, you look up, you're trimming trees, you're working in the yard. Some people work on farms. So your exposure is all over.
Is it true that the sun today is a little bit different than it was 50, 60 years ago? That the impact of the sun has been affected by things in the air?
I think it's the age-old question in the ozone layer. And we're losing that barrier that keeps the ultraviolet light from penetrating down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, mm-hmm. I think it's more for us is more exposure. We are spending more time outside.
Okay.
In the olden days, it was not good to be tan. The Victorian era, when you were rich, you were pale, right? Mm-hmm. Other people did your work.
Mm-hmm.
It's flipped. It's people go away and say, oh, look at this great tan I had. Where? On vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what should I look for if I haven't seen a cancerous specialist? Is there anything I can see that might concern me?
Yes, and actually, I really encourage patients just to look at their skin. You know your skin. You know the map of your skin, or your spouse does. And if you see a new spot that wasn't there before, or it's bleeding, the signs of skin cancer could be a new black spot, a red, almost like a pimple,
mm-hmm,
you know, and
mm-hmm,
you don't get pimples. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you have a pimple and it just doesn't go away. You have a sore that bleeds or is really scaly and dry. And I say, you know, if you have a spot that you've never seen before that's been there for 3 months, it should resolve.
Wow.
It should go away. So it's either going to be skin cancer or could be another condition that needs to be treated as well.
What kind of cancers are we talking about?
Well, there's three main types of cancers from ultraviolet radiation or the sun. The basal cell skin cancer, squamous cell skin cancer, and malignant melanoma.
Watch that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. The most common is basal cell. So that's 80% of the skin cancers. Then there's squamous cell carcinoma. And then the next of new occurrences would be melanoma.
So if you have this situation and you haven't addressed it, you should see a dermatologist?
Yes. You know, I think it depends on availability. I would love to see everybody.
Yeah.
You know, being the only dermatologist within an area, we are the experts. Mm-hmm. We are board certified. This is all I do all day long. So, you know, if you can see the dermatologist, there is a long wait. So a lot of times you have to see your primary care physician or, you know, provider, as we like to call everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can have somebody look and they can assess it, then sometimes they'll call and call us and send a referral too. But you want to see somebody.
In other words, just don't
sit on
keep
it.
Looking on,
yeah.
at it and,
yeah.
ah, it'll get better.
Yep.
Or
well, the problem I think is that some of these just don't do much for a long time. So if you get a basal cell skin cancer, it can sit on your skin for years and not do anything. And then all of a sudden it can turn ugly. Basal cell skin cancers do not often spread to other body parts. So people tend to wait because it's not bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it when it's on your eyelid. Right?
Mm.
Or your lip,
mm-hmm.
or it's on the tip of your nose,
mm-hmm.
or it's bleeding a lot. But I'm amazed how strong we are up here, and we kind of let things sit for a while, you know? But you certainly, if it's different, it's been there more than 3 months, if it's bleeding, it's a new black spot or, quote, a pimple, the most common areas that you would find those are the head and neck,
mm-hmm.
you know? The back in men. Men used to take their shirts off, right? And
mm-hmm.
they'd work on roofs or they'd farm. And the girls would lay out. So we see more on the shins for women.
Mm.
It's just more common. Now, with the advent of bikinis and getting out in the sun, skin cancer can be seen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the hidden areas. Palms, soles, the groin. So it's not just what you see, but it can be in the hidden areas. That's not always from the sun.
Amazing when you stop to think about it. And I guess we're becoming a little bit more observant of our body problems today than we were 15, 20 years ago. I think it's just sort of natural.
Yeah, I think number one is, again, we live longer, right? We would be injured from, you know, maybe you're injured on the job, or our life expectancy was much shorter. Mm-hmm. So we have the accumulative years of sun exposure. It is the sun. So if you live to 90 versus 50, 60, 70, that's a lot more years of sun exposure. I liken it to smoking. So if you smoke cigarettes until 50 versus 90, your risk of lung cancer goes way up.
That's right. Our living span is much longer now than it was 25, 30 years ago.
Exactly.
No two ways about it.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's neat. We're going to come back in a few minutes and talk further about this serious problem. Thank you, Catherine.
You bet.
Well, we're taking a break right now, and we'll be back with a second part of that interview right after we hear from our client sponsor.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Well, going back to the second part of the interview. We're back to the last part of the show here. Welcome back, and we're going to go right back into that interview.
We're starting the second part of our interview talking about other parts of things that we can do to prevent cancer. Now, let's talk about how we protect ourselves.
Yes. Well, the most important thing to prevent skin cancer is to protect your skin. There are several ways to do it. I like to tell my patients and friends is you got to get out and enjoy when the weather's good up here, right? We all flock out in the spring and the summer, you run out. But we always say protect the skin first. So if you can wear a hat, you know, long sleeves, long pants, and then sunblock, and then seek the shade. So, you know, try not to fish at noon, right? Try to get out early. Try to golf in the early morning and take a break at noon and go in and cool off and eat your lunch and try not to be out when the sun is directly, like if you can't see your shadow, that's the strongest sun. So when you get up in the morning, and I tell everybody is you put your sunblock on, whether you think you're going outside or not, you just put it on the exposed areas. So today it would be your face, ears, neck, and arms, because you might run out and play that round of golf and somebody calls you.
So how about your children, the little ones?
Well, sunscreen is very, the Academy of Pediatrics has approved it down to age 3 months. My suggestion is a six-month-old baby should just not be sitting in the sun. So you keep that child in the shade. Children have, if you start young, their risk of skin cancer goes way down. So we start young. As soon as they are able to go outside, you put sunblock on.
Now, you said sunblock. What? I understand sunblock is sometimes if you get a 30%, it doesn't work good. 50% is better. Or do you look
for
that?
So that's a good question. So when you look at sun protection factor, or the SPF that is on a bottle, that means if you have an SPF of 10, now this, I'm making this up because I want you to go higher, is that means if you were to go out without sunscreen and burned in 10 minutes, you would have 100 minutes before you burned. It's just 10 times longer for you to burn. So sun protection factor, we recommend that you put SPF of 30 or higher, and you apply it 20 minutes before you go out. 20 minutes before you go in the sun. So it is a time to settle and be ready to work for you. SPF 30 is about 96% protection. Hmm. If you go to SPF 50 up to 100, the most you can get is about a 98% protection. So it's not 100% ever. But for those patients of mine that have lots of skin cancers or no skin pigment or lupus or some other diseases that make them very sensitive to the sun, that small percentage matters. I just want everybody to pick up the bottle, SPF 30 or higher, put it on. A shot glass is how much it takes to cover your body. That's a lot of sunblock. So use enough of it. When you put it on, your sunblock, so sunblock, the sun hits your skin, it bounces off. That's a sunblock. A sunscreen is a chemical, so when the sun hits your skin, it's catching it and quenching it. They're different, and they both work for you when you put it on. The sun's hitting, they're bouncing off, and it's trying to do it. And in 2 hours, it's done. It can't do any more for you. That's why you have to reapply it every 2 hours. It's done its job.
That's great.
It doesn't work all day.
That's great information. I never knew that.
Yep. So we say that over and over. I just don't think people realize it. Well, I put it on. I'm like, yeah, but, and if you sweat, it's gone. So if you're out there running, swimming, I just say don't look at the waterproof, sweatproof. Every 2 hours, reapply it. Now, I find sunscreen messy, right? So I cover up. You can see I'm wearing a sun protection outfit today. It's long sleeve. It's cool. They make it. Then I just have to put sunblock on the exposed areas.
I've noticed something. I noticed that birders, people that are birding, have a different kind of hat than a lot of the other people. And they look like hats that have huge brims.
Yes. And so do your river guides. They know about it. And your people working outside, they learned not to burn. So that hat will have a front brim, maybe a back flap, cover the neck. We always call it the farmer's neck. Lots of skin cancer on the back of the neck, the ears in gentlemen. So you want a hat that covers you. That's why when I have a whole bunch of hats, and I'm the one that walks out with a huge wide brim hat. And I have a strap, and so it doesn't blow off. And I'm not promoting any particular company, but the Tilly hat is great. It's a lot of the river guides. When it flies off of you while you're fishing, it floats.
Oh, really?
It's got a secret pocket in the top so you could put your keys in it. And if it wrecks, they're 100% guaranteed. So, and they're nice. So the Tilly, so you can find hats like that. You might check other sources. But you can't wear a baseball hat, right? It doesn't cover your ears. And then you see the hats that have the mesh netting on top?
Yeah.
Well, that's not doing any good.
No.
So I see where men lose their hair at the peak of their head.
Right.
We call that the vertex of the scalp. That's where all the skin cancers are there. Because we lose our hair there first, right? And then the hat has a hole there. So if you can hold a shirt or hat up to the light and see through it, then you need a tighter weave. So so you can see through it, hold it up like a screen, then you're not getting the protection. You need a full coverage.
That's a great tip.
So straw hats don't always work.
Yeah. Well, we're learning something today.
But my tip is too, when you apply your sunblock on, people say, what brand? I say, choose the one you're going to like. I just want you to wear. If you like Neutrogena, Coppertone, No Ad, Bullfrog, I love them all. You just got to use it. I'll hear, well, it gets in my eyes. I'm like, then wear a hat and don't put it on your forehead. Then it won't drip into your eyes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Now, supposing I've got it, how do you treat it? What kind of procedures are there?
Well, it depends on the type of skin cancer. So, you know, we have a basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma. When I do a biopsy, I distinguish which type. Then there's lots of categories within. Is it invasive? Is it superficial? Is it nodular? Is it got little fingers? And that determines the treatment. Sometimes I can remove it with the biopsy. I shave it and it's gone. Sometimes I have to have you return for a procedure where we desiccate and curette the base, called EDNC. And sometimes I have to do an excision where we cut it out and put stitches. And depending on the depth and the type and the risk of problems with recurrence or metastasis, I have to enlist the help of my surgical colleagues.
There's a procedure called where they slice off...
Mohs procedure. M-O-H, developed by Dr. Fred Mohs from Wisconsin. Yep, and that procedure, so when you go and have the removal of it, he'll remove the procedure, he or she, the surgeon, and then they look at it right away. And they say, oh, you know, at 10 o'clock, you still have some. So he just goes right back into the 10 o'clock area and removes it. So you might have an area looks like the state of Pennsylvania at the end, and then he'll stitch it back up. He or she, I apologize for that, we'll put it back together. So it's a longer procedure, but it's got, I just listened to an article, it's got a 95% cure rate. So it's extremely successful. Takes sometimes all day. Sometimes not, but they specialize in that Mohs procedure.
Wow.
We're lucky that we can do that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think we've covered pretty much everything. Anything else that we should think about talking about?
Well, I think everybody should enjoy the summer, enjoy fishing and hunting and skiing, and just remember your skin, you know? Just remember that that's out there every day, all day. You don't get a new skin. You don't slough it off like a snake. So everything you do today adds up, and I'd like everybody just to think about it so when they're 60, 70, 80, their skin will look great, and they'll have less chance of skin cancer. But you got to get out and enjoy it, right?
Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time to do this. I'm sure our listeners will be interested. They might have questions if they want to talk to, if they want to get served by you or someone like you. How would they call you?
Sure. I'm located in Spooner, just right off of Highway 53 and Highway 70. I'm on the web, and you can just look up my name, Parkinson Dermatology. Our phone is 715-635-3766. If we don't answer right away, because everybody's busy, just leave a message, and we'll be happy to call you back.
Thank you so much
for your time. Have a great summer.
Take care.
Take care.
Well, Art, you know, thank you for getting that. It's been an interesting interview, and it's something that we really need to start thinking about. I mean, too many of us, I don't think about it so much. I mean, I'm told by my doctors all the time to use sunscreen, and I usually don't. You know, I do, but I don't.
That's the big thing, John, is putting that sunscreen on. And as she said, the sunscreen wears out, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to be careful. The other thing that blew me away is the fact that the sun can reflect off the water. And that's what happened to me. I got it in my eye and I got it in my nose.
Yeah. I generally wear long sleeve stuff and long pants when I'm out there, but I still get it. When that's where I've got spots I have to get checked now is on my face because it does reflect off the water.
The other thing that I noticed that 99% of us use a baseball hat, John. Right here today, we're looking at each other. Yeah. We both have a baseball hat.
On the water,
hat on.
I don't. On the water, I usually got a big wide brim hat. Anyway, talking about some fishing tips for summer here, we talked about it earlier in the show. You know, if these fish get on water, there's a lot of bug hatches going on, and you're out there during the daytime and you want to catch fish, you might do better just throwing artificial lures, something that trigger a response strike from these fish, whether it's a crankbait or snap jigging, anything like that, and save your live bait presentations till evening or early morning when the fish are definitely going to come out and be eating something.
There's no doubt about that, John, and it works. I've seen it work. I've had it work. But the thing that you don't want to do, I find that the smaller deep divers are a little bit better than the bigger ones right now. I imagine it's because what they're feeding on is small.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing too is trolling suspended fish. A lot of these fish will get suspended, and trolling presentations actually work. You know, something you want to experiment with now that we can troll on most lakes.
Yeah, I've never been a troller. I just can't get it into my sharp brain that it's easy to do, and you sit there and you just go. I like to look for fish. I like to chase fish. But I don't like to troll.
I like to find them sometimes, troll, and then back up on them and go back after them. You know, we're out of time for this week's show. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, that you can always get that show on our website. We put it on podcast and also on YouTube. You can find that from our website at WNORadio.net. We're out of time for this week.
Take a youngster fishing. Create a little fishing monster.
And we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.